On this day, we celebrate the feast of the great and glorious priest, Saint Francisco Javier, Saint Francis Xavier. Now, some people say ex-Savior. That's absolutely ignorant and asinine. Is Savior. St. Francis Xavier. He was born in the castle of Javier near Pamplona in the province of Navarra. So who knows if we're related or not, that's where my family's from. And he, rather than following the riches that his family had, he decided to become a priest. So he went, and there were no seminaries yet. Remember, the Council of Trent had not yet instituted them. And so he went to the University of Paris. And there he met a most interesting older man, as they called him, Saint Ignatius de Loyola. And Ignatius was from Loyola, which was not too far from where St. Francis was. There, about 10 young men decided to follow the inspirations of this very, very exceptional young, also seminarian, but not so young. He was about 40. They were 19, 18, 20. And, of course, some people thought it was humorous that such an old man should be in the seminary, but that's the way it was. So, together they started the society, the Company of Jesus, and one of the first assignments that was given was that the Holy Father named St. Francis Xavier the apostolic delegate to the Indies. And so he went to India, and eventually he would end up and die off the coast of China. And in the meantime, he made many converts. He baptized by himself over 30,000 persons. His arm with which he baptized them is kept in a reliquary in the Basilica of Il Gesù, of the baby Jesus in Rome, across from where is buried St. Ignatius Loyola himself and many other Jesuit saints. For there was one after the other of the Jesuits who became saints. And then his body was taken to Goa, where it is still to be venerated and seen, mostly incorrupt, after so many centuries. He died in the middle of the 16th century, and many, many endeavors took place in the church because of him and his evangelization. And all the readings of today have to do with the feet of those who bring peace, who bring salvation. And of course, he did. And despite the fact that he was Spanish and could only speak Portuguese and Italian, he nevertheless was able to be translated by himself, by the angels, I suppose, into all the different dialects of India, and then later on of Japan, and then China, where he died all alone with one male servant that had come to help him off the coast of China. So today we venerate him. After his canonization, he was named patron of all the missions, for he indeed was a missionary spirit. So the gospel comes to us by those who bring Christ to us with arduous but very happy feet. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.